Passover to Pentecost, Daily Devotionals. Today, we count day 8 of the Omer, 43 days until Pentecost. Excerpt from Emotionally Healthy Spirituality, Day by Day, page 26 to 27, by Pete Scazzaro. Matthew chapter 16, 21 to 23. From then on, Jesus began to tell his disciples plainly that it was necessary for him to go to Jerusalem, and that he would suffer many terrible things at the hands of the elders, the leading priests, and the teachers of religious law. He would be killed, and on the third day he would be raised from the dead. But Peter took him aside and began to reprimand him for saying such things. "Heaven forbid, Lord," he said, "this will never happen to you." Jesus turned to Peter and said, "Get away from me, Satan. You are a dangerous trap to me. You are seeing things merely from a human point of view, not from God's." The Apostle Peter had a passionate heart for Jesus, but he was also rash, proud, immature, and inconsistent. His impulsiveness and stubbornness were evident throughout the Gospels. Yet Jesus patiently led Peter to a crucifixion of his self-will, in order that he might experience genuine resurrection life and power. "When I am still, compulsion, that busyness that Hilary of Tours called a blasphemous anxiety to do God's work for him, gives way to compunction, being pricked or punctured. That is, God can break through the many layers with which I protect myself, so that I can hear his word and be poised to listen. In perpetual motion, I can mistake the flow of my adrenaline for the moving of the Holy Spirit. I can live in the illusion that I am ultimately in control of my destiny and my daily affairs." French philosopher and mathematician Blaise Pascal observed that most of our human problems come because we don't know how to sit still in a room for an hour. Meditate. What might be one way your busyness blocks you from listening and communing intimately with the living God? Let us pray. Lord, forgive me for running my life without you today. I offer my anxieties to you now, as best I can. Help me to be still, to surrender to your will, and to rest in your loving arms. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.